Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you make late arriving people sit in the middle seats while you're attending an event? In my case, church. Or do you scoot over so they can have the aisle seat? Because that's the spot I was put in over the weekend at Easter services, and I don't know if I did the right thing or not. I'm still feeling guilty. We want to know from you.
Haven't we all been in that situation? I'm really excited to hear what so many of you think about this, because I don't always know what to do either. It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. And if you want to listen to The Mix on your phone, listen to The Mix anywhere, you can do that with our app. It's called radio.com, and you can find our station right there, 99.1 The Mix.
You don't have to scoot anybody over. You don't have to sit on the aisle seat. That's what happened at Easter services. You know, my wife and I don't go to church a lot, but it was Easter, so we thought, all right, let's get there early so we can get a good seat. So we get a good seat. And as the crowd fills in, here comes the late arriver. Well, I shouldn't say late, but like almost like right to the call to post, you know, to the mass is about to start, and here comes a couple, and they want to sit in our pew. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to walk over me. I kind of wanted this seat. I've been sitting here for 15 minutes. But then I got feeling guilty. I was thinking, well, you're in church. You're supposed to be nice. Maybe I should have did the etiquette thing and slid over and let them sit there so they could sit down right away instead of causing a commotion.
If they're showing up late, they have to assume they're not going to get a great seat, which means they don't get the great seat.
I guess.
I think you need to stay on your ground, Radar, but I could be wrong.
I was just feeling guilty, so I wanted to know from you at 414-799-1099. What do you think we should do? Susan, you're up first.
You absolutely hold your ground and make them sit in the middle.
Yeah, but Susan, it's church. I kind of felt guilty. Like, I should have been, you know, Mr. Nice Guy. And, oh, it's Sunday services. Why don't you just come on in here and make them feel more welcome by sliding over? I still feel the guilt there. But you say go ahead and stay on the ground.
Absolutely. I do it all the time.
Think about on an airplane. On an airplane, you don't expect someone, if they're in that aisle seat and you get there, to move.
To move, exactly.
Airplane's not church, though.
Same thing with when you're in a movie theater.
Okay.
Yep, same thing in a movie theater. Right. Susan, good point.
Thank you, Susan, for helping me feel a little bit better there. Have a great day, and definitely call us again, okay?
Yeah, always.
See you later.
Bye.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sue. Good morning.
Sue, that's so funny. We just talked to Susan.
Well, now you got both of us. Two for one.
Sue for one.
Yeah.
We'll call you that. All right. So what do you think? Scoot over or keep your spot?
I don't think there's a right or wrong. You do what you're comfortable with. If you want to be on the end, be on the end. They come in late. I've been in both positions, and if people don't want to move, I get it. They want the end. No problem.
No problem. So I shouldn't feel guilty at all?
No. No, no, no.
Sue's like yelling at you.
I know,
she's telling you.
No, don't you dare.
It's the mother in me. That's what my children say.
Yeah, Sue, I'm with you on that. And I think, you know, based on the just few calls we've gotten and on Facebook, everyone pretty much says, stand your ground.
All right, now I can let that guilt go, and then maybe come Christmas I'll remember this.
Yeah. Get there. If you're late, you just might not get the seat you want.
Exactly.
So. All right, Mom Sue, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sue. Please call us again
take
soon.
Take care. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, one more call on do you scoot over or stand your ground when the late arrivals come. Kevin, what do you think?
Did you put money in the collection basket?
Did I? Yeah. Yeah, I do remember putting money in the collection basket.
There you go. You paid for your seat. Assigned seating.
Yeah,
Kev, all right.
There it is.
Thanks, buddy. You have a great day.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
That's all you needed to say. See you later.
Yep, bye.
You heard it here, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.